when you hear music, stolen or otherwise, what's the natural thing to do? Well, dance, of course. NPR's Ari Shapiro profiles the grand dame of Miami's club dancers. She is Chilean-born Pamela Canellas.
Call Pamela Canellas an entrepreneur. Call her an immigrant made good. Don't call her a go-go dancer.
When I first started, I would tell even my parents, yeah, I'm a go-go dancer. They would be like, oh my God, because they thought I took my clothes off.
The preferred term here at Hot Jam Entertainment is now dance performers.
Because even the corporate people think they're just going to shake their ass, and this is not what we do.
Canellas wants her dancers to be professional, choreographed, theatrical, even if they are wearing little more than a G-string and a feathered cape. That's why she's holding this class for the new recruits. There are five of them this evening. After a choreography session, Canellas asks them to dance as characters. She calls out themes: superheroes, police officers, naughty schoolgirls. Most of them start flailing.
This is why they have to come to the training class every week, because it's like, wait a minute, you came to audition doing pirouettes and turns, and your resume showed you have a BA in dance and this and that, and then when I put you to work, you're dancing like you had just had a beer and you're up on stage.
When Canellas started working at Miami clubs about 20 years ago, it was a very different business. In fact, the term business might be an overstatement.
Truthfully, I mean, I'll tell you horror stories. We would tell by promoters, hey, you know, we need dancers. And we would work all night. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock came, and they said, well, you just got to wait until the end of the night. And they would literally skip town.
Canellas didn't have time for it. She'd had a baby as a teenager and was struggling to hold things together. During the day, she worked as a legal secretary. In the evenings, she'd take college courses, and then she'd get paid to dance at the clubs until dawn. She knew that dancing was what she wanted to do, but she realized that in order to do it, someone would have to organize the dancers and keep the club promoters in line. As a 5'3" Latin woman, Canellas was an unlikely candidate.
And you know what? I'll bring what I learned at the law office into my nighttime world. So whenever I had a meeting with a club owner, I will come dressed like if I was in the law office. I have a little briefcase, and little by little, I can see the respect.
Today, Hot Jam has contracts at nearly every major venue in the Miami area. An average Friday night begins at the restaurant Tattoo. This is a high-end Pan-Asian restaurant at the Seminole Hard Rock Cafe and Casino near Fort Lauderdale. The scene is distinctly hipper than thou, and the Hot Jam dancers are dressed in costumes that Canellas describes as China doll. They all have little black bob wigs, skimpy kimono-inspired outfits, and parasols that twirl and dip as the women walk around the tables. Jody Panette is the restaurant's owner.
And on a total lark, I said, can you find four, like, geisha girls that would come in and walk around? And my manager called me up. She goes, got it. I said, yeah, right. And then they appeared, and they blew us away, and they're so perfect.
Panette says in opening this restaurant, he invested thousands of dollars on big-name chefs, exclusive designers.
And people come here and eat here, and I call them the next day and say, how was everything? They said, oh, those girls.
For Canellas, Tattoo is just the appetizer. The entree is a South Beach club called Crowbar.
Where's Tommy?
In the front door.
Yeah, okay.
Canellas arrives at the club around midnight with a suitcase full of costumes. The place is huge and packed for a party called Gold Diggers and Sugar Daddies.
So we gotta look a little, you know, trashy, you can say, but it's gonna be fun. The girls are gonna be wearing like a bra and panties with garters, white, and then the white thigh highs, fishnets, and then they're gonna have a little cover up with pink boa.
And every performance requires the basic fake eyelashes and fishnet tights. The dancers squeeze into their outfits in a cramped dressing room full of props from old shows. There are big red styrofoam hearts, gold hula hoops, and a black sign that says sex in dark red letters.
Blondie? Who wants to be a blondie?
With 10 minutes till showtime, there's only one thing missing.
Honey, where are you? We need to be up at 10 minutes, honey. Where are you at? Hurry, bye.
One of Canellas' most reliable performers has not yet arrived. Finally, with 5 minutes to go, Annie B. swings into the dressing room. Turns out she had the wrong call time. She's been at the club for the last hour.
I haven't heard a DJ spin like this in, like, oh my God, I can't even tell you.
It's time for the first set.
Go to what?
Okay.
On platforms in the dramatic lighting of the club, the costumes that looked a bit tacky in the dressing room suddenly seem glamorous. Patrons crowd around the platforms, ogle the women, and snap photos. In 20 minutes, they're back in the dressing room for a costume change before the second set.
Mommy, te ve bella! Oh my God!
Wow.
This time, it's pinstripes, canes, and bowler hats.
I'm surprised we don't have multiple personalities going on after work. You know, because we're so many different characters.
By 3 a.m., the women have finished three sets, and they're ready to go home.
Yay, that's a wrap! All right, girls, thank you very much. A wonderful night once again.
It's been a 16-hour day for Canellis. She says that's not unusual for her. But after working 20 years to reach this point, Canellis says she doesn't mind spending a little extra time at her destination. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Miami.
And for some slightly risque pictures of the Hot Jam dancers in action, go to our website, npr.org.